Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the 2018 Cattle Inventory Report. Hello, I'm Amy Myers and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Josh Maples, Mississippi State University Livestock Extension Economist. So, Dr. Maples, what is the Cattle Inventory Report and why is it important to producers?
Thanks for having me, Amy. The Cattle Inventory Report is released by USDA at the end of every January, and it provides us with the best insight into how many cattle there are in the United States, as well as in each individual state, and this is for January 1st of each year. The detail provided in this report only occurs once per year, and it gives us a good measure of supply, which is important for cattle prices.
And what did the 2018 report tell us?
So the report told us that the total number of cattle and calves in the U.S. came in at about 94.4 million head as of January 1st, 2018. This is up just under 1% over last year. The beef cow inventory was up 1.6% to a total of 31.7 million head, and the 2017 calf crop ended up being right around 35.8 million head. This is a 2% increase over the 2016 calf crop. So all this together kind of confirms that herd expansion did continue during 2017 and that we should also expect larger supplies of calves in 2018.
And has the rate of expansion slowed?
Absolutely. That is perhaps the most positive thing about this report in terms of potential impact on prices. While there are more cattle than last year, the rate of herd growth has slowed as compared to how quickly the herd grew during the previous few years. Further, beef replacement heifers were down 3.7% to 6.1 million head. This means producers retained fewer heifers during 2017 than they did in 2016. This is another indication that herd expansion is slowing.
Does decreased replacement heifers mean that herd expansion is over?
So not necessarily. The decrease in beef replacement heifers is generally taken as a sign that expansion is over. That could be the case, but if we look at the absolute numbers, they suggest that a small amount of additional beef herd expansion is still possible in 2018. The January 1 beef replacement heifer inventory was 19.3% of the total herd inventory. Beef heifers as a percent of herd size was over 20% for the first time ever during 2015 to 2017. So thus, the current level of 19.3%, while down from recent years, is still above the level seen during the previous full herd expansions during the early 1990s. During those years, the average was about 18.3%. Any beef herd expansion in 2018 is likely going to be limited to less than 1%, but a rate of about a half a percent for the year is still possible. Market conditions in 2018 will determine whether any additional herd expansion occurs.
And what about cattle here in Mississippi?
Yeah, so the report also gives us an indication about how many cattle and calves were here in Mississippi. The total number of cattle and calves in Mississippi increased by about 4% over last year. USDA estimates that we have about 930,000 head of cattle in Mississippi as of January 1st. For beef cows specifically, we added about 25,000 beef cows to a total of 501,000 head. And the calf crop was estimated to be about 400,000 head during 2017.
So how does this impact the price forecast for the coming year?
This report was very well anticipated by the industry, so I'm not sure it changes the outlook too much. If anything, it more confirms the outlook of lower price pressure due to increasing supplies. We know that we're going to have more calves hit the ground in 2018 due to that increase in the beef cow supply. The market's going to have to accommodate that increase. The good news is that it appears that the supply increase has slowed. We aren't expanding at the rates we have during the past few years. That suggests that we're not too far off from a time when supply pressure on prices is not as big of a concern. But we aren't to that point yet. I think prices are going to be about 5 to 7% lower during 2018 than they were during 2017 for Mississippi feeder calves.
All right. Thanks so much. Today we've been speaking with livestock extension economist Dr. Josh Maples. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.